weekend for the new Harry Potter movie. Apparently it broke all kinds of records. I think you can see that. You don't have to be a psychic to see that coming. Lots of people went to see that. If you saw, what do you think of it? I wish Roberta were here. Not back until tomorrow.
Everybody I've talked to said it was awesome.
Did they? Yeah, I've heard the same thing, actually, mm-hmm. Jennifer. Yeah.
Did Roberta call you on Friday?
She did. She did. The whole report.
Right. Wow. She gave us a good report.
Obviously, she loved it. I can't imagine her not liking the movie.
No. She liked it, and she liked the whole thing, including the heat. Whew, Central Florida in the summertime.
Yeah. Oh,
speaking of that.
It's like a prison sentence.
We have we're talking about the weather in La Nada. I was explaining the concept of La Nada to my daughter and to my former spouse over the weekend, because it's the absence of El Nino and La Nina, and makes for good conversation, good explanation as to why the weather is as it is. We've had about 10 days of dryness here in the Northeast. That will be is relinquished the right word? It'll be rectified today. A lot of rain moving into the area for a day. There's a lot of rain in the Midwest right now. There's a typhoon in Japan, but I think it's typhoon season. It's actually hurricane season now here. It starts in June. So you look around and you see all of the things that the reality of the weather and how it is changing and what people are worried about. People in small-town America are not worried about the debt. People in small-town America are worried about the weather, and they're worried about how the agricultural centers of our country have been really rocked this year with the rain in parts of the upper Midwest and the drought in the south, southwest, and south. Actually, if you go across the southeast, there's quite a bit of dryness there. So what's going to happen? Can't tell you that I know, and I don't think that it's fair to speculate, but it certainly will take its toll. Those who are able to produce will make money, and those who have lost their crops are obviously going to be in trouble. In some of the areas where there has been a problem this year, there have been good years the past four or five, so maybe people can carry it across. But you'll see very expensive food this fall. It's already sort of, you go to the grocery store now, it's foolish what you spend on fruit and vegetables.
Everything has gone up.
It is crazy. And part of it is this is why I don't understand how the politicians aren't being taken to task. Part of it is because of the cost of fuel, and nobody can give you an explanation as to why fuel costs a dollar more this year and did last year at the same time, because there's no good reason for it other than speculators. And nobody wants to get into the speculators here because they want their money as campaign contributions. So we don't get into their space until after the election. You'll hear very little criticism of the big moneyed interests from any politicians because they want their money for their campaigns. Wasn't it Friday? I don't think Richie was here, Jennifer. Mm. We were talking about how much money had been raised by these various people.
You wouldn't believe it, Rich. Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy. Oh, it's nuts. And so it goes around and around and around, but it is... It's just, you wonder, you think out loud, and you wonder about the price of anything and everything. Who's going to be able to buy houses and borrow money and that kind of stuff? I don't want to overcook this, but it does seem like there's a hole someplace, right? Maybe that's how we leave the conversation. There's a hole. Yeah, right.
Falling right through into somebody else's pocket.
Falling through. And a sort of sad example of the realities of what's going on. The end of Borders bookstore.
Yeah, that's
the big
been going down.
Store closing and liquidation. But now the reality takes place. 11,000 people are out of work, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. I think it started this weekend. Some private equity firm, they come in, they buy everything, and then they sell it off.
Yeah.
They're liquidating.
Many of them have been closing down. I mean, in our area, we had about five or six of them, and they're all gone.
Yeah. Now, there was somebody who came along on Friday offering $215 million for Borders, mostly because of their leases.
Mm-hmm.
Where the story, whenever you see something like that, it was like the guy from Kmart who bought out Sears, Lampert. The other way around. He bought out Sears, and he then took over Kmart because it was a real estate deal.
Right. Kmart. Mm-hmm.
It's all real estate. Buy up all of the... I remember when somebody took over the Papagino's restaurant chain in New England, they wanted the real estate because a lot of the stores were on land that they owned. So it became a real estate play. It had nothing to do with the contents of the store.
So in this circumstance, they want to take over the real estate or the lease.
Correct.
Because they have good locations.
Right.
And they want to put some other store in
there. Yeah. Exactly.
It's sad, though. I mean, you know,
it's
having a nice bookstore to go to, I mean, but apparently not enough of us feel, I don't know. I mean, I'd always take the kids over to Borders and we'd go around the kids' section. They'd all buy a book.
Yeah. And you sit down and you can have a little cup of soup or something.
They had a kids' area where they could sit and read the books and, you know, really decide on which ones they liked.
Another
it was
question,
nice.
Rich.
Yeah.
Daddy Rich, since you're our resident guy on the staff of little ones. Do you ever take your kids to the library?
Yes, we do. We have a library not a mile from us, so instead of buying, for example, the Harry Potter books or there's a series of books by Mary Pope Osborne, The Magic Treehouse, that Sean likes. Instead of buying all 35 of those, we go to the library and just sign out those books.
I don't know if you guys have noticed, but books, I mean, I can kind of understand why Borders is having trouble. It's expensive to buy a book. If you're buying kids' books especially, oh, my God.
Well, they've been aced out by Kindle and all the other, even on your iPad now, you can download books.
And that's fine for older ones, but the kids want to turn the pages and see the pictures.
Well, it's good training for them.
Sure. And
it really is.
So, you know, we have I can't even tell you how many books we have at the house. That the kids, you know, every night, they take one of their books and they sit in bed. You know, we read to Juliana. Sean reads himself.
Yeah.
But, you know, you still have to have a stash of books around, and it's fun to go to the bookstore.
I'm going to
we'll just do the library.
Do a book on Charlotte pictures and stories about
That'd be nice.
Yeah. And
the farm dog.
Well, whatever. But like a couple of new pictures today of Charlotte, and there's a bulldog that isn't Charlotte sitting on a pile of ice. You might want to check that out in the pictures section at DougStephan.com. The Borders thing, you look at the changing, status of the economy and economic realities and businesses and stuff. We were talking earlier about how Facebook's worth $100 billion, and it'll be worth $140 billion in the next 3, 4, 5 years.
I told you how the Blockbuster in our local shopping center closed down. Two years ago, it was a full store. Then it turned into a half store.
Netflix,
now
out of business.
There is just a Blockbuster vending machine where the store used to sit.
Right. Isn't that, that's something else.
Isn't that telling?
It sure is. All right, well, the reality of the world is that it's changing. In a minute, we go back 100 years. We're talking about progress. Let's just for the heck of it go back 100 years to the reality 100 years ago, and then we'll wonder what it's going to be like 100 years from now. How's that for an exercise? You ready for that? And I think it would be interesting to think about as things change, what will stay the same and what will change. What are going to be some of the companies and brands that you know a year from now that will not be around? Because there will be brands that you know right now that you use and are familiar with every day that will go bye-bye. Which ones will they be? 15 past the hour. Right now, though, I want to talk about how you're doing with the old stomach, Aruni. Barbecue over the weekend, too much sauce, got a little extra gas, you're taking antacids? No, not a good idea. Why would you do that when there's something that's much better for you and something to take every day? I keep talking about Charlotte, who's had a month or so of stomach problems because she got a button stuck in her system and it screwed up everything. And I put her on Natron's Healthy Trinity Probiotic for Dogs because they have one for dogs. It's brilliant. Imagine that. You think just in terms of people, but dogs have their problems too. We all have digestive systems and we all have problems. It's very interesting and very telling about this family company, the Natron Healthy Trinity, focus on what's in your reality. So the idea they have a probiotic for a dog, wow, that's very cool. Probiotics for people and for dogs. They have the Healthy Trinity. I take it every day. If you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, that sort of thing, this is a chance for you to get healthy and to stay healthy. Probiotics, the routine to take these every day to balance off your system, those little bacteria that help you digest things that much better. So Natron, Pioneer in probiotics for 30 years, has a special deal for those of you who listen to Good Day. It's the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't feel completely happy and healthy when it comes to your tummy, nature will give you money back after 90 days. Try this product for 90 days. It'll satisfy and solidify everything going on in your system. It's what your system needs. They give you your money back, no questions asked, if you don't have a happy tummy within 90 days. Just mention Good Day Health for a free 14-day supply of Natron's Healthy Trinity, plus the guarantee, the 90-day money-back guarantee, 888-9-NATRON. That's 888-9-NATRON. Okay, so what's the easiest way? You're asking yourself, well, I've got to get a pencil, get a piece of paper. Write this number down. 888-962-8736. And get on this routine. All ages, everybody in the family needs to be on this product.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Man's best friend provides more than mere companionship. The need to walk a dog daily is a great form of exercise for both the dog and the walker. Walking improves blood supply, helps maintain proper body weight, and helps control blood pressure. Studies have disclosed that petting a dog reduces blood pressure and heart rate. This stress buster provides positive health benefits for the owners of 77.5 million dogs that reside in 39% of American households, according to the Humane Society of the United States. Walking a dog can also help with stroke management and prevention. 30 minutes of daily exercise, not smoking, and proper nutrition are included in risk factor management. The United States National Institutes of Health-funded study of 2,000 adults discovered that persons who regularly walk their dogs were more physically active and less likely to be obese than non-dog walkers. For more information on vascular health, visit the Society for Vascular Surgery website at vascularweb.org.
For contractors looking to cut costs, the Home Depot is a great place to start, where right now all special order Anderson windows and patio doors are 10% off. That's a nice price break on one of the most trusted names in windows, which means you can build with the best quality products and still lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can grow a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 24th, U.S. only.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle and you've never pushed the blue OnStar button on your rearview mirror, now is the time to do it. Because right now, if you're not a current OnStar subscriber, you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. Push the blue button and tell the advisor you want automatic crash response, help in an emergency, navigation, and more. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Push the button now or visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoes.com. www.hardshoes.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Bookstores theme.
Looks like we didn't quite make it.
All right, but I didn't hear this on Friday either, Richie. I was promised Barry Manilow when I went to your dad's service.
You know, I didn't get any of it. I made the playlist, all the stuff, and we hooked it up into the thing. But I will tell you, I don't know that I paid any attention to any of the music.
Bob said he sent you some stuff.
Yeah, he did. He sent me plenty of stuff, and it was all in there. You know what's the weird thing about funerals is they're just like weddings. Yeah. You don't have time to focus on anything except talking to this person, and now you feel like you didn't haven't talked to this person, and I have to go say hi to them, and I have to go. And by the time it's over, it's just like, what happened? It's like a blur.
Well, I went over to the, I was standing in line for some food, and I was next to the equipment that was playing the music, and I decided I would modify.
All of a sudden, the music started blasting, and I see Doug standing over next to the DJ setup.
Right. Well, we have to get it. It has to be paid the proper tribute to your father's musical taste.
Absolutely.
Needed to be part of the service. Anyway, this song was number one during this week in 1977, the great Barry Manilow song. Excuse me, looks like
you
made
all choked
it.
Up.
Yeah, that's sweet. I wish you could have seen me Saturday night. I told you I went to a car cruise in about an hour away from my life, or from my house. From my life.
Sometimes I take vacations from my life, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm driving through these country roads to get up to Mount Airy, Maryland, in my Camaro, top down. It's 75 degrees. It's perfect. And I had that iPod with all of my dad's music on it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like cranking Barry Manilow, singing at the top, screaming at the top of my lungs.
There you go.
That's so cute.
Those songs. And it was just, it was a blast.
Because you love Barry Manilow.
I hate him. But you know what? What the hell?
That's right. That's the way I look at it.
I think this is horrible music. But, but I can suggest it when you're blowing through the country roads with the top down and at 75 degrees, it works.
All right, works great.
Yeah.
Any of that stuff is perfect, perfect, perfect. 800-510-8255. The highlights of Monday, the focus on Good Day. I'm amazed at the number of people who are opting for sort of simple stuff, strange, simple things. Maybe it's because the world has become so complicated. People want just simple stuff. The repetition across the dial is troubling to me, listening to some of the same old stuff, on the radio. I talk about what really is, I think, a significant story or two or three or four or five or ten things that really are important to all of us in terms of it's either a reference to something that's going on. Richie's talking about his car. It was a very interesting story that we carried at DougStephan.com last week. You may or may not have seen it. It's about a guy getting a divorce. And we all know how divorces can be messy, especially when you have to get rid of something that you loved.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an eBay user named Willie Walski Racing. Willie Walski Racing.
Really? Okay.
He got a bid. He's getting a divorce, so he's got to get rid of his Camaro SS.
Yeah.
So he put it up on eBay with a point by point description of how it compares to his soon to be ex wife. All right.
That's fine.
Black, red stripe across the hood. You'd love this, Richie. You can check this out, by the way, at DougStephan.com. So he lists the car, active fuel management, wife, active micromanagement. Again, comparing the car to his wife.
Funny.
All right, and there are some other things. Just check it out. Very cool at DougStephan.com.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, a federal court recently ruled that airport scanners were not a violation of the Constitution. However, the Transportation Security Administration violated the law by not providing a 90-day period for public feedback. Judge Douglas Ginsburg also stated that the radiation emitted by scanners is well within acceptable limits. In other news, Rebecca Brooks, former chief executive of News International, was arrested in London for suspicion of corruption and conspiracy charges. News International published News of the World, the tabloid which is currently being accused of hacking into celebrities and crime victims' phones. And finally, Apple won multiple patent disputes against HTC, including the data technology for detecting phone numbers in emails. The U.S. International Trade Commission's ruling could also affect other Android phones with similar functionality. Apple said the competitors should make their own technology and not steal theirs. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stephan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Why just eat when you can eat and play? Head to Dave & Buster's for our Eat & Play combo. For just $15.99, you get a $10 game card and your choice of one of eight tempting entrees. Let loose on cutting-edge games like Guitar Hero and Time Crisis. Then dig into unbelievably tasty entrees like our famous Blackjack Chicken or Philly Cheesesteak. The $15.99 Eat & Play combo, only at Dave & Buster's. Eat & Play combo available all day Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday until 5 p.m. Pricing varies in select locations.
For contractors looking to cut costs, the Home Depot is a great place to start. Where right now, all special order Anderson windows and patio doors are 10% off. That's a nice price break on one of the most trusted names in windows, which means you can build with the best quality products and still lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can grow a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Three after the hour now, 27 for the top of the next hour, another half hour for us to spend together on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here, and Rich McFadden, Roberta will be back tomorrow, so we'll have a Queen of Sheep, a fresh one. Had some good Freebie Friday stuff. You can check them out in the Queen of Sheep box on the homepage at DougSteffen.com. A lot of stories to check out, just different things that focus on this big, wide, wonderful world that we live in. It's not all about politics. It's not all about the haranguing that people go through, because our lives are, it's a very interesting blend. And I will tell you, over the years of doing this program, it's developed into a different sort of discourse, because there are so many things that are going on that affect so many people. Why would you want to just talk about two or three or four things, especially if you can get all that same stuff someplace else? Go, you know, find, if you want to listen to the same old, help yourself to that. I'd rather tell stories and have people see how everybody else is living. And that's why I told the story that's prominent at DougSteffen.com about this fellow getting a divorce. He has to part with his new Camaro, has less than 10,000 miles on it, Richie.
Wow.
He puts in it. Which item is more likely to attract a bidder? Here's the description of my car and my wife. You tell me. Car, active fuel management. Wife, active micromanagement. Car, 6 standard airbags. Wife, mother-in-law windbag. Et cetera, et cetera. So he puts the up on the website, her or the car, your choice. But the car is looking better and a whole lot cheaper. It's a 2010 Chevrolet Camaro SS. $27,201.61 is the reserve. Hasn't been met. You can probably check this out, Richie, yet. But it's very, just how people are creative.
That's funny.
You know, we laugh a lot about the realities of the world. That is, people getting duller, and we don't think there's any imagination. I will tell you, yes, there are people who are duller. And yes, there are problems with creativity. But when you look at some of the things that still come out of our country, it really is a wonderful thing. I am a big supporter of Boeing planes. You know that I don't like Airbuses. They're crap cans, and they really are. They're junk. But they compete because there are only two manufacturers, and it's good to keep Boeing in line. China's supposed to start making, you knew that was going to happen sooner or later, commercial airplanes. Boeing right now sells more planes in China than any place else. Interesting to see how that shakes out. But they have this new Dreamliner, the 787, which is made both, well, it's assembled in Washington and in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. They are being tested now by ANA, which is All Nippon Airways, one of the Japanese carriers that's ordered, I think, 50 of these things. They're going to put them into service starting next month, and they'll, you know, they deliver one here and one there. One of the things that I find very interesting, and what puts stuff into perspective, we export, and in terms of our country and where the dollars, the big dollars, come in from selling an American product offshore. Boeing is the number one exporter in terms of dollars, even though they can only make three of these planes a month. Think about it. It takes them, they have two assembly plants, and they can only make three of these things a month. That's how, you know, we think about cars coming down the assembly. I remember when I used to work down at the on the assembly line at the GM plant here in Framingham, they kick out 140 cars an hour or something. And, you know, okay, so it's a car. It's not an airplane. But they have 30,000 people working on these planes, and they only kick out. Do you have any idea how expensive that makes these things?
Mm-hmm.
Like $145 million a piece for a bare-bones model. Going to replace the 757 and the 767 because they have two different models. The 200 is about the size of a 757. That is, it'll carry, or a 767-200, carry about 180, 190 passengers. And then they have one that will carry up to 240, I think. Mostly the 767 is what it's replacing, which is 767. They've both been around since the, the late 60s. No, 70, it's somewhere in there, in the 70s. They've been around for 40 years. And so they're replacing them. And the biggest problem they have is getting the stuff to build these planes from other countries. They have a supply line problem. The stuff is made in, you know, all over the world. That is, they are using parts from companies all over the world, and they're bringing them to the South Carolina plant. There's a union problem, apparently, there that slowed down their production line. But they're bringing things in. It's a real international product. And, by the way, a lot of the same stuff is made for the other. Anybody who's going to make an airplane is going to get all of the stuff. It's how they assemble it and what it looks like. But other than that, many of the things are going to be the same. There's only three people that make engines for them: General Electric, Pratt & Whitney, and Rolls-Royce. That's it. So you look at these things and you think, my God, how can they only put only build three or four of them a month? But that's, you know, that's the reality of it. And it's big, big business. What are you talking about?
I'm reading this eBay ad.
What, for the car?
Let's compare specs. He has like an Excel sheet, one column for the Camaro, one column for the soon-to-be ex-wife.
Uh-huh.
6.2-liter LS3 V8 producing 426 horsepower at 5,900 RPM. 36, 27, 39 at 5.8. That's your kind of woman, Doug. six-speed manual transmission. One-speed, slow.
Mm-hmm. This guy's, what, 38? How long has he been married to this woman?
It doesn't say. 2010 Chevrolet Camaro, Stabilitrack electronic stability traction control. Soon to be ex-wife, unstable and no control.
Yeah. There it is. All right. Anyway.
2010 Camaro, RS appearance package. Soon to be ex-wife, gave up on appearance a long time ago.
Aww.
800-510-8255. Bob's up in Alaska. We're talking about the economy off and on and how to realistically deal with it, because what you're going to get out of most of the news media is a lot of hoopla and things that don't affect you personally. So, Bob, how are you dealing with it up there? You have a big tourist business in Alaska this time of year, right?
Yes. I live in Solana, Alaska. The Kenai River runs through here, and we get king salmon and sockeye salmon, and people from all over the country and all over the world come here to fish for salmon. And, to back up a little bit, you were mentioning grocery prices and things. 10 years ago when I came back up here from Idaho, I was really surprised because the prices for produce and such were real close to the lower 48, and that was quite refreshing. But now it's just ridiculous. But And I saw a motorhome the other day from New York and the one from Maryland. And I'm thinking, man, these guys must be rich to be able to drive all the way up here in these land yachts. And, but, you know, we don't see that many.
The land yachts anymore. Normally the engines in those things get about 6-7 miles to a gallon. Whether it's gas-propelled or whether it's diesel-propelled, it still uses a lot of fuel. So you're right. Somebody's got to make a big commitment to drive those things, what would amount to, from Maryland, that's 5,000-mile ride one way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we have one highway that goes south here, the Sterling Highway goes to Homer. And, you know, in the last 10 years, you would see, you'd be behind lots of motorhomes. And but now you'll see a few. We get a lot that people will rent a motorhome, you know, probably locals from Anchorage.
Right.
You know, Anchorage is a pretty good sized city and come down here. But you aren't seeing as many out of state.
That's a fact. You got three. What does diesel cost up there now?
Five something a gallon.
My God. How is it that with the pipeline up there and refineries up there, that as much oil as you got in the ground, how come it costs so much money? It's not like you were having to haul it in from someplace.
Well, that's a big debate up here, Doug.
They aren't using the gas.
We've been on our politicians about this, and they say, no, we aren't being gouged. But we have a refinery.
What moron says you're not getting gouged at $5 a gallon?
He lives down the street from me. Tell him he's a moron.
Well, he's a moron if he says you're not getting gouged at $5 a gallon. Hello.
We have a refinery 20 miles away.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
In North Kenai.
Yeah.
And we're paying, it just goes up and down every day. It was up to $4.30 a gallon, I think $4.27 a gallon for
outrageous
regular gasoline.
Outrageous.
And it went down to $4.19 now. Yeah. It always seems to go up just the day before payday, you know, when I need gas in my car. It's like, how do they know, you know? Yeah. But, I see a lot of foreigners in town, European countries and such, I think, because of the dollars, the euro, I guess, is up, our economy depends on fish here in the summertime. It gets pretty slow around here in January, but in the summertime, our little town is just so full of people, and it really helps our economy. We've got a good run of salmon in the river right now. Matter of fact, after work, I'm going to go down and get
And the living is
dinner.
Easy, yeah.
Oh, no, well... It's hard to get by, you know. I mean, I'm single and I'm working.
But you're going out to
two jobs.
You got the salmon run. It can't be all bad.
Well, I live down just a few blocks from the Kenai River. As a matter of fact, guys, if you ever want to come up here fishing, I can help you out.
Get a hold of Maria. She likes to go fishing.
Yeah, will
Rich?
You bait my hook for me? Because that's the only part I can't deal with.
I met a gal from Arkansas here about 5 years ago, and she came up the following year, and I took her out fishing, and it was just so fun to see her catching these fish. It was in the fall when the silver salmon run was in the river, and I bait up her hook, and she put it in the water, and man, she had a fish on it. So she got it in there, and I got it off the line and rebaited her, and then she had another one, you know. I let her catch my
I'm starting to
too,
blush.
Because it was so much fun just to see somebody having the ball doing that, you know.
Yeah.
And
right.
She said, well, you know, in Arkansas, we can't catch
it. Bob needs some
companionship,
right? It's a little lonely.
All
right,
Bob.
Thanks for the story. Here's Mark, who's up in Fairbanks, Alaska. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, so you don't
want
to know how I'm doing, really. You want to tell us a story. Go ahead.
I just want to correct the caller that was calling from Sedona.
Yeah?
Well, that's a great place. The fishing is wonderful. I recommend it to everybody.
Uh-huh. I'll drink
Harvard,
that.
Yeah.
Me too.
Okay, sir,
we do have refineries here in Alaska, but all of it goes for military and airlines. The rest of it we send south to the lower 48.
Where does it go? What do you mean military and airlines? What do you have for military bases in Alaska?
We have Eielson Air Force Base and Fort Wainwright here in Fairbanks. That's two here. Mm-hmm. And Anchorage has two. And there's Galena.
Mm-hmm. And how about, do they have a special place that they, there are ways of refining other product like schnapps. You got any places in town that they refine schnapps?
Schnappies.
Not this one. No.
Okay.
Okay, Mark. Thank you.
That's a good point. Why do you do this to me?
I know. I'm dead. It's early. It's always early someplace.
Exactly.
14.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Okay. Besides all of that, how much sense does it make to be shipping that oil or whatever gets out of the petroleum plant any place except Alaska? I mean, is there anybody in the world, my God, who's got any common sense? Why would you ship it out of there to go someplace else and ship other stuff up there when you have it right there? Regardless of whatever profit motives there are. Does it make any sense to anybody with a brain? Hello? Knock, knock. Anybody home? Good Lord. All right, 13 and a half for the hour. Jennifer is going to check the television news for us in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you on the same page as your spouse when it comes to planning for retirement? Most couples are not. A recent study by Fidelity Investments showed that husbands and wives often have very different plans and expectations about the future, from when and where they'll retire to how they'll finance their lifestyle. Chris McDermott, Senior Vice President at Fidelity.
Fidelity's research found that less than half of couples handle retirement investment decisions jointly. Even more concerning is that only 17% say they're completely confident that their spouse is prepared to assume sole responsibility of their finances if necessary. To improve their retirement readiness, couples must take the time to have honest, meaningful discussions about their retirement goals and priorities, either on their own or with an investment professional.
For more information, including a 10-step checklist to help couples get better prepared for retirement, visit fidelity.com/couplesviewpoint. I'm Molly McKinney. Keep in mind that investing involves risk, including the risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Bo from Atlanta writes, how do you deal with difficult people?
Well, I usually offer a helpful piece of advice. Like, did you know that Geico offers discounts just for being a good driver? And they're like, wow, you want to help me save money on my car insurance even though I'm pestering you? And I say, yeah, that's just the sort of bloke I am.
That's cool. So what do you say when people are really nice to you then?
Pretty much the same thing.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so Jen, what's the hot story in television, the world of Gugu and Gaga?
Gugu and Gaga. Yeah. Well, NBC has tapped Sarah Bareilles. You might know her. We've played her song a few times on the show. She's going to be the third celebrity judge of their new reality competition called The Sing Off. She's going to be joining Ben Folds and Sean Stockman.
Oh,
I know
God.
Another one. They had such great success with The Voice. They're bringing this new one on to start.
Who are those people?
September
I don't even know
19th.
Who those people are.
NBC? Oh, Sarah Bareilles?
Yeah. Sarah Bareilles.
She's famous. Ben Folds is also a good singer. I have no idea who Sean Stockman is.
Yeah, who knows who any of these people are?
We do.
We do.
Well, so who are they then?
Crowd.
Except, well, I mean, but that's not fair.
You know what Ben Folds sings that you know?
Right.
You would like it.
I'm all lost in the supermarket.
It's the one we use for our supermarket guru, Phil
Lambert. Theme song. There you go. All right, CBS also had the show Undercover Boss. If you were a fan of that, they canceled it on CBS, but someone picked it up. Oprah. It's going to Oprah.
Right. 51 after on Good Day.
I follow.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. All right, let's go back 100 years. I promised we'd do this. 100 years ago, the statistics, ready? And this is to put into your mind what it will be like 100 years from now. The average life expectancy was 47 100 years ago. Fuel for cars was sold by the drugstore.
Really?
Any car, you wanted to get gas for your car, you went to the drugstore. All right? 14% of homes in our country had a bathtub. 8% of the homes had a telephone. There were 140 miles of paved roads in the entire country 100 years ago. Can you imagine?
Now we have Carmageddon.
The average wage was 22 cents an hour. So the average worker made about 400 bucks a year. A good accountant would make $2,000 a year. A good dentist, $2,500 a year. A veterinarian, $4,000 a year. Mechanical engineer, $5,000 a year. 95% of all the births took place in one's home. 90% of doctors had no college education. Sugar cost 4 cents a pound. Eggs, 14 cents a dozen. Coffee, 15 cents a pound. Women wash their hair once a month in egg yolks.
Me too.
Yeah. Canada passed a law prohibiting poor people from entering their country. The five leading causes of death 100 years ago were pneumonia, tuberculosis, diarrhea, heart disease, and influenza. The population of Las Vegas 100 years ago was 30.
Yeah, no kidding.
Crossword puzzles, beer in cans, and iced tea were not invented yet. Two out of every 10 adults could not read or write. 6% of the population 100 years ago had actually graduated from high school. Marijuana, heroin, and morphine were available at the counter. When you bought gasoline at the drugstore, you could buy marijuana, heroin, and morphine from the drugstore on the corner.
Hmm.
100 years ago. Duh. 18% of households had at least one full-time servant. 18% of households had one full-time servant. They were, my God, can you imagine? 100 years ago this year, 1911, there were 230 murders in the entire country.
Wow.
230 murders in the entire country.
Now there's just that in my neighborhood over
right.
the weekend.
Right.
Oh, my God. Try to, but let's think about what is it going to be like here in 100 years from now?
Now,
what can you imagine?
What is that 230 murders? What percentage of the population was
Yeah, the population was smaller. The
population of our country then was about...
What, 60 million people?
I think 40 is probably more like
it. Yeah, 40 million.
But still.
No, the population of the country was only 140 million when we were in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine, I'm more interested in what it's going to be like. Look at the progress, all the technology now, and all of the education, and all of the government. At, 100 years ago, there was no income tax. In 1911, there was no income tax.
Those were the days.
Mm.
Corporations were taxed on their profits 4%. That was it. After World War, what caused the income tax was World War I. What caused more increases in taxes than any other element in the history of our country was the Second World War and the subsequent. Every time we have a war, taxes go. Notice that?
You want to support your country, don't you?
No, I don't want to support my country like that. Sorry. I'm not interested in being involved in Iraq and Afghanistan.
What's the matter? You're not a patriot?
No, I'm not. I guess, Rich, I'm a bad. I'm a communist. I must be.
You must be.
Yeah. Either that or I'm an anarchist.
You're an anarchist. You're definitely not a communist.
Yeah, no. But I mean, just think about it for a second. And all of this back and forth we're going through on the debt, how much money of that is squandered in any of these places where we have been, where we have no clear-cut result? The last time we really won anything was Desert Storm.
Mm-hmm.
Right? 14 days we were in and out. Like
in and out.
Philadelphia. Right? So, what is the matter is the question. Is there another radio person or another radio program asking that question? Maybe Smirconish a little bit, but that's that. Come on, folks. Time to ring the bell. No bell. It's the sound of the bell. It's 8 o'clock East Coast time.